Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's game between the Silver State Legacy and the Utah Jakes on the Independent Sports Network. We're here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Currently, the national anthem is being sung by Amanda Gonzalez. We'll take a few minutes until that finishes. Thank you, Amanda. Captains will now be coming to the center of the field for the opening coin toss. We have the Utah Jakes wearing blue and gold, occupying the west side of the stands, and the visiting Silver State Legacy on the east side wearing orange and white. The captains are now coming to the center of the field for the opening coin toss. Today's temperature is in the high 70s with breezy conditions, wind blowing out of the south, probably be an issue for a passing game today. Expect to see a lot of runs. During warm-ups, it looked like the quarterbacks were able to hit passes in range of 20 yards heading to the south due to the extreme windy conditions that we have here today. Other than that, it's bright blue skies and sunshine. Waiting for the captains to finish the coin toss so we can decide who's defending which goal. To open the game, the Utah Jakes will be kicking off to the Silver State Legacy. Utah Jakes will be defending the south goal, and the Silver State Legacy will be defending the north goal. The Utah Jakes are going to be lining up here to kick off. The huddle on the near side of the field as the coaches get their team ready. Remember, fans, we have hot dogs, hamburgers, and cold drinks at the concession stands. Also, today's game is being filmed by Channel 39 Top of Utah TV. If you'd like a DVD of the game, you can see them in the van behind the press box. DVDs of the game will be $10. Silver State Legacy are lining up to receive the kick. It looks like they are going to have two receivers lining up at about the 5-yard line, number 81 and 20, Guimar and Maldonado are back deep to receive the kick.
The kicker's name?
number 90 or so. Should be 80 or
90. Guerrero?
Look, Julia Guerrero is set to kick off for the Utah Jinx. We'll see if she needs a holder in order to keep the ball on the tee with the wind today. The referees have signaled that we're ready for play. And the receivers are lined up at about the 15-yard line now. Guerrero signals she's ready. Here we have the opening kickoff of the 2012 season. It's an onside kick that rolls out of bounds just past the 45-yard line. There's a flag down on the field for a legal procedure for the ball being kicked off out of bounds. So first and 10 for the Silver. Oh, Jesus. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. Silver State Legacy with the ball. 14 minutes and 56 seconds remaining in the half. They send a wide receiver out to each side of the field and are lined up in I formation. Utah Jinx look like they've opened in a 3-4 defense. It's a handoff to the fullback who's tackled about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Five-yard loss on the play, bringing up second and 15. Is there another mic down there? This one's about to die. Can you pass me that microphone there? Oh, thanks. So second down and 14. They're lined up in split back formation with two wide receivers. Utah Jinx showing blitz up the middle. Hand off to the fullback who gains about 3 or 4 yards straight up the middle, bringing up about third down and 12. Short gain up the middle, bringing up third down and 12. Lined up into the huddle. Clock is running with about 13 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first quarter. The Legacy, again, have shown a two-wide receiver look with a tight end to the near side of the field. Legacy moving from my left to right. The stoppage on the field. Looks like there may be a timeout called. Timeout on the field by the Utah Jinx. Their first timeout of the half. So we have our first time out of the half at the 12:53 mark. We'll take a break here and be back in a few minutes. It's the Independent Sports Network. Timeout, it's third and 12. Two wide receivers again with the tight end to the near side of the field in the I-back formation, quarterback under center. There's a flag down on the play. It looks like a false start by most of the offensive line on the Silver State Legacy. the flag down for a false start against the Silver State Legacy. A 5-yard penalty, bringing up 3rd and 17. Okay, so they're really backed up here. Going into this wind, it's probably going to be tough to pick up this yardage. We might look for some kind of a draw play. Again, they go with 2 wide receivers in the tight end of the near side in I formation. It's a pitch to the tailback who comes up, it comes to the near side and it's hit right at the line of scrimmage. Dropped there by number 12 for the Utah Jinx. Andrew Warren makes a good tackle, bringing up a 4th down. 4th and 17. So it looks like the Silver State Legacy are going to go into a punt formation. Number 10 is back deep for the Utah Jinx. That's Kathy, Mixa Kathy, standing at about her own 25-30-yard line. We have another timeout on the field, called this time by the Silver State Legacy. We'll take a break and be back in about 30 seconds here on the Independent Sports Network. Timeout called by the Silver State Legacy. That's 2 timeouts remaining for both teams here in the first half. Sorry about that. Then we're back out of timeout. 4th and 17, Silver State Legacy in punt formation. Kathy back at her own 30-yard line to receive the punt. So Kathy's a really fast player for the Utah Jinx. If she gets a hold of this ball, she could go pretty deep. It's a short kick that bounces. Kathy goes ahead and handles it at about her own 40 and is coming to the near side. There's a block. Oh, flag down on the play. Kathy breaks the tackle, however, breaks the 2nd tackle and gets caught by her leg at about the 20-yard line. Big return by Kathy, but there's a flag down at about the 45-yard line. Looked to me like it was a clean block. However, I believe they're going to get called for a block in the back here. It's an official stoppage on the clock. Still waiting for the call to be made. So the flag is at about the 46-yard line, so it'll probably back them up to about where she caught the ball, near the 36-yard line. It is an illegal block in the back against the Jinx. The legal block in the back against the Utah Jinx, bringing the ball back to the 36-yard line. The 1st and 10 from there for the Utah Jinx. Utah Jinx come out with 2 wides and 2 split backs and a single fullback quarterback under center. That's Bean, number 13. She hands off the middle to the right. I believe that was Tella, number 12, Tina Tella. Maybe a gain of 1 on that play. Short gain by Tella on the play, bringing up 2nd and 9. So 2nd down and 9 here, Utah Jinx in the huddle. They come back in their formation. They have 1 wide receiver to the near side, 2 split ends. 1 goes in motion. Number 21 goes in motion. It's handoff to Tella again. There's a flag down on the play. Tella comes to the near side, breaks off 10, maybe 15 yards. Oh, and then it's hit severely, perhaps out of bounds late. No flag on that, however. Pickup of 15 by Tella. There's a flag down on the far side of the field. So they're waiting for the ref's call here. It looked like a pre-snap penalty or perhaps a legal motion. Flag is down at the 42-yard line. Just waiting for the ref to make the call. Looks like that. Silver State Legacy. Score is 6-0 with 9 minutes and 31 seconds left to play after a deep pass from Dean to Caffey, comprising 64 yards. Jinx are here ready to kick off. Guerrero lines up the onside kick again. It bounces high. It bounces down to the 40 and out of bounds again. Out of bounds at about the 40-yard line of the Silver State Legacy. Procedure penalty for kickoff out of bounds. Let's see where the refs are going to spot the ball here. Just shy of the 40-yard line at the 39 would be Silver State Legacy's possession here for their second possession of the game. So that's twice that onside kick hasn't worked for them. Both times they've had an opportunity to get to the ball, but the ball has just rolled out of bounds. Rolled out of bounds before an opportunity to catch the ball. So the ball is actually going to be spotted here at the 40-yard line because of the procedure penalty. Again, that touchdown was a deep pass. Actually, it was a short pass from Bean to Caffey out in the flat. Caffey did the rest of the work there, taking it untouched for about 64 yards to make it 6-0. And the extra point was missed wide left. Silver State Legacy, again, are lining up in a slip-back formation with two wide. The Jinx are showing blitz up the middle, both linebackers. One of them backs out. It is a handoff up the middle, however, and runs into this defensive front at about the 41-yard line. Pick up a one on the play, bringing up second and nine. So second and nine here. Ball spotted right at the 41-yard line of the Silver State Legacy. Cannon, the quarterback, gets the play in from the sidelines, relays that to her teammates here. They break the huddle, come out. The Utah Jinx are lined up again in a 3-4 formation. Two wide receivers, fullback is split out to the right this time, tight end to the left side, to the far side of the field. It's a handoff to the tailback who breaks free. It's hit the secondary at about the 46-47-yard line. Nice pickup of about 5 yards. Gain on the play by Warren of 5 yards. Brings up third and third. So third and three after that nice pickup there by Warren. She ran off tackle to the near side of the field there. Both Utah Jinx safeties involved in that tackle. Jinx still in their standard 3-4 defense here. There's two wide receivers again. The tight end is to the far side of the field. Fullback flexed out to the left, and Warren back deep in the split-eye formation. Stutter step handoff to Warren, who's met in the backfield, dropped for a 3-yard loss. 3-yard loss on the play brings up 4th and 6. So the ball is spotted at their own 45-yard line. Looks like they're going to line up in punt formation. Caffey's back deep to receive at her own 25-yard line. At two personal protectors back, two split ends out. Utah Jinx are still lined up with a couple of safeties in the middle of the field. It is a punt straight up in the air. Straight up in the air. Oh, no. I don't believe any player touched that, however. Ball cleared and bounced out of bounds to the near side here. It's only a punt of about 7 or 8 yards. Utah Jinx will have the ball first and 10 at their 48. First and 10, Utah Jinx at their own 48 after the ball goes out of bounds on the punt. So that ball getting high like that, kicked into the wind, probably explains a good deal as to why the short distance on that punt there. But the Utah Jinx take over again with really nice field position here at their own 48.5-yard line. The refs are waiting for a ball to be brought in from the sidelines. Utah Jinx, led by Bean, come out to the field. It looks like the visiting Silver State Legacy are lined up in their key defense here. They seem to be playing a 4-3, four down linemen. Utah lines up with one wide receiver out to the right, two flex backs. The handoff to Kathy going to the far side of the field out to the right. She's caught by the ankle, dropped for about a gain of 1 yard or so. Pickup of one by Kathy brings up second and nine. So second and nine now on the play. Dean comes over to the sidelines to get the play into the field. It's a nice tackle on the play by Stephanie Maldonado. Utah comes out with two wide receivers and two tight ends, a single fullback, Dean under center. Motion here to the left side. Handoff to Tella again, who's hit by a linebacker and dropped after a nice gain of about 4 yards or so. Tella for a pickup of three, bringing up third and six. So third and six, Tella breaks, shakes off a first tackle, and then is wrapped up and dropped at the Silver State Legacy 46-yard line. So third and medium distance here. I think Utah could possibly go with a play action. They line up again with two wide receivers and two split ends. Single fullback. Bean dropped the pass, throws it out to Kathy. Kathy catches it, is met by her defender, shakes off that tackle, picks up about five more yards after that, and is dropped at the Utah State Legacy, tackled out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. Pickup of 10 on the play for Kathy. The Utah Jinx first down, first and 10 from the 35-yard line. So that's the same play that went for the long touchdown there. It's just a quick pass out into the flat. Kathy's lined up on the left side of the line in a slot position. Utah with two slots. Kathy goes in motion to the right. There's a fumble on the play. Bean recovers and just drops. See where the ref spotted. Dropped for about a yard loss. She's pushed back for about three, but forward progress. So now they're actually going to mark her all the way back for three. Loss of three on the play. Brings up second and 13. There's a fumbled snap. Good job by Bean to recover that, but the both defensive tackles are in on the play. Able to stuff that for no gain, obviously. Utah sends two wide receivers out, two slot backs, and a single fullback again. Dean under center. Kathy goes in motion and out to the far side of the field. It's a swing pass to Kathy. She's got a defender right in her face, and is hit for about a yard gain on the play to the far side of the field. Pickup of one for Kathy on the pass. Brings up third and 12. So third and 12 here. Dean brings the play in from the sidelines. Player changed out for Silver State Legacy. They lined up in a three-down lineman formation this time. It looks like a 3-4, four defensive backs. Utah has four wide receivers and a single back. Dean drops back, looks to the left, throws deep for Kathy. Oh, just overthrows her. Wind might have taken that one with the wind at her back there. Dean incomplete to Kathy down the left sideline, bringing up fourth and 13. 3:21 left in the first quarter after that incomplete pass. This is Utah's second possession here. Now, being inside the 40 with fourth and long, they're kind of in no man's land here as far as punting. It's too long for a field goal, so it looks like they're going to go ahead and go for it. So they line up. They're sending four wide receivers out. There's Kathy in a bunch formation behind the three to the right. To pass out to Amanda Jolly. Pass out. Amanda Jolly picks up about 10, but it stopped well short of the first down. 5 yards short of the first down. Turnover on downs. We'll give the ball back to the Silver State Legacy at the 24-yard line. Hard to see the yard markers here. The wind has actually knocked over all the yard markers, and there's none painted on the field, so I'm counting yard lines. Let me see if it's right. 10, 20. Could be the 29-yard line. 29-yard line. So about as good as they could have gotten on a punt. The Silver State Legacy line up with the tight end out to the far side of the field again. Two wide receivers, the fullback in the split-eye formation. Looks like there's a three-snap penalty. Looks like a false start on the right tackle, number 75, for the Silver State Legacy. That's Sharice Olson, the right tackle. False start on number 75, Olson, for the Silver State Legacy, brings up 1st and 15. 1st and 15 now from the 24-yard line. Still two wide receivers and tight end. The quarterback hands off to the tailback, who runs up the middle, gets the ball just past the original line of scrimmage. Pick up a 6 on the play. 2nd and 9 from the 30-yard line. Could Utah Jazz in their 3-4 base defense good again? I'm sorry, Utah Chiefs. Jazz would be the local basketball team. They're not playing today. The 3-4 defense. Silver State Legacy come out with two wide receivers. The tight end is to the near side of the field this time, and the backs are in split formation. Quarterback under center. Sees the snap, fakes the handoff, is looking deep. She's looking, she throws over the middle into a host of Utah Jinx players. The ball is intercepted by Utah Jinx. Tackled, she runs to the near side of the field. Down at about the 35-yard line or so. Interception for the Utah Jinx. Kendra Leitner returns the ball for about 5 yards to the 35-yard line or so. So throwing into the wind like that ball really hung up there, but there really wasn't anybody open. She threw it into about 4 defenders were surrounding that receiver for the Silver State Legacy, but she also had a lot of pressure in her face there. There probably wasn't much chance for that play. Should have perhaps thrown the ball away. Utah Jinx come out with two wide receivers and two slots, fullback center, quarterback under center. Caffey goes in motion to the far side again. Quarterback keeps the ball, pitches to Caffey out on the right side. She comes around the corner, she turns the corner, turns on the jet. That's a touchdown of about 30 yards. Touchdown, Utah Jinx. Caffey around the right end, pickup of about 30 yards on the pitch from Bean. So that's an interesting wrinkle there, as Caffey went in motion from left to right, ran behind the fullback and showing a pre-snap motion there. Bean kept the ball and went off the right tackle and then decided to pitch the ball as soon as the defense came up to her. And Caffey just turned on the jets as she went around the right corner there and gained about 30 yards. Looks like the Utah Jinx are going to actually call timeout. Timeout, Utah Jinx. That's their 2nd of the half. So that's their timeout there at 44 seconds remaining in the first quarter. The score is now 12-0, Utah Jinx. I want to thank some of our sponsors here. We have Core Orthopedics and Dr. Andrea Matic, Sports Medicine Utah, for providing the athletic trainers today. Express Screen Print for our uniforms. Gridiron Performance for providing team trainers. And Elite Builders. You're able to get your online estimate at theelitebuilder.com. So the timeout on the field, it looks like Utah is leaving their quarterback in for the game. Bean is still on the field with huddling with her team right now as the coaches instruct them. So I believe they're going to go for 2 to make this a 14-point game. Probably a good decision on their part, given the windy conditions here, and that they're going to have to go into the wind in the second quarter. I think they want to get as many points as they can. They're lined up in their standard formation with two slots, a fullback. Number 12 comes in motion and actually takes the handoff there and rumbles across the goal line there, met by about two defenders, but is able to power through. Two-point conversion is good. 14-0 with 44 seconds remaining in the first quarter. So that's two impressive drives so far and two touchdowns for Caffey. The two-point conversion to make it 14-0. Utah Jinx here in the first quarter with about 44 seconds left to play. Utah will have to see if they go for another onside kick with the way their offense has been moving the ball and the way their defense has stifled everything that the Silver State Legacy have tried to do. Might be a good idea to try for another onside kick. We'll see what sort of adjustments Silver State Legacy make. Still looks like they have... okay, they're actually moving a few players up this time, but it looks like the same core receiving team. They haven't put any ball handlers up. They do have one back deep to receive. That's Stephanie Gemmer. Maldonado is teeing up the ball, number 80 for the Utah Jinx, kicking off from her 35-yard line. Guerrero set to kick off. It's an onside kick over to the right side. It's dribbling. It makes the 10 yards. There's a big pile up at about the 4-yard line. Utah Jinx are signaling if they have the ball. We'll wait for the call. It is Utah Jinx ball. Utah Jinx recover the onside kick at about the 47-yard line of the Utah Jinx, bringing up a 1st and 10. There's an official timeout on the field. Looks like there's a Utah Jinx player down. Trainers coming out from Utah Jinx. See a number? So we do have a player down. There was a big pile up for the ball. We'll see if she's able to shake this off. We'll take a few minutes break here and 16 seconds left. 14-0 Utah Jazz. Jinx. Actually, Caffey, unfortunately, shaken up on the play. It looks like an injury to the leg. She's being helped off by two trainers. She is able to walk off, but is needing assistance there. We'll try and see how she's feeling. Definitely affect their offense. So Utah is lined up with two wide receivers, being under center and a single fullback. Number one goes in formation. It's a handoff coming back the other way to 21. Is able to break free into the secondary. Hit it about the... Oh, it's fumble down on the play. And Silver State Legacy recover the ball at the 24-yard line. It's a nice pickup by Amanda Jolly, number 21. There's also a flag down on the play. Ball was recovered by the Silver State Legacy at the 24-yard line. Penalty for illegal block against the Utah Jinx results in a fumble ball kept by the Silver State Legacy, first and 10 from the Legacy 28-yard line. So that was a really nice pickup by Amanda Jolly until she was able to be stripped by the ball. It kind of stood up there in the secondary, and the ball came free before she got a knee down. She had a pickup on the play of almost 25 yards on the play. So the onside kick recovered, and then the ball immediately turned back over to the Silver State Legacy. That's the end of the first quarter here. Score is 14-0 Utah Jinx. At the end of the first quarter, the teams will be flipping ends of the field. When we come back, it'll be first down for the Silver State Legacy at their own 35-yard line. So the wind actually seems like it's died down a little bit as the teams switch. We'll see if the Silver State Legacy are able to actually do anything with the wind at their back as it is. Not quite the same stiff breeze they were going into, but it's probably a little bit easier for them to move the ball with the wind at their back. Both teams are breaking the huddle to come out. Officials are bringing the ball out to the 35-yard line. We now have the Silver State Legacy in orange and white moving the ball from their 35-yard line, starting defending the south end zone, moving towards the north, moving right to left. As I look at it, Utah Jinx in their standard 3-4 defense. We see Kathy on the sideline walking around and stretching, so there's a possibility she could be returned to the game. There's no trainer attending to her right now. We have a tight end to the near side, two backs, a handoff to number 3 who comes to the near side of the field, hit by a linebacker there and dropped for no gain. No gain on the play for Sphinx, brings up 2nd and 10. So Sphinx, the tackled by Shipman there, Stacy Shipman, the linebacker, able to meet her right out in the left flat. The Silver State Legacy breaks the huddle. Two wide receivers split out wide to each side of the field. Two running backs flex to each side of the quarterback. Quarterback takes the hand up to number 3, throws across the field. Ball almost intercepted by number 24, Kendra Leitner. Pass is incomplete. 3rd and 10 for the Silver State Legacy. So that was Leiter, who had the first interception, almost had a chance for the second one today. That time there was nobody standing between her and the goal. Tough pass out to the far side of the field there. Standing under center with 2 wide receivers, 3rd and 10 here. Hands the ball off up the middle to number 3. There's a flag down on the play, gain of about 3 or 4. Pick up of 3 for Banks. Flag down on the play. So we could have a face mask penalty. Looks like preliminary signal from the referee there. Referees huddle to discuss this over. See what the official call is here. Referee is signaling, I believe, incidental face mask. It's an incidental face mask penalty against the Utah Jinx. Penalty is 5 yards, results in 4th and 2. So 4th and 2 here at the 43-yard line of the Silver State Legacy. I do not see the punter coming into the game, given the short yardage situation. I wouldn't be surprised. Ooh, actually, with the penalty on the play, I'm not sure if they're going to leave it as third down or fourth down. They're huddling to discuss just that fact, I would assume. In the NFL, we wouldn't have this problem. I believe all face mask penalties there are 15 yards, so this would have been an automatic first down. As it is, it's going to leave them with either third and two or fourth and two. Stoppage as the referees talk with both coaches. Correction, third and two after the penalty. So third and two, they get a free down here. They have two downs to pick up 2 yards at their own 43-yard line. The ball is fumbled. Finks is able to pounce on it. Loss of about 3 on the play. Fumble recovered by Finks for a loss of 3, bringing up 4th and 5 for the Silver State Legacy. So ball is backed up to the 40-yard line, 4th down and 5 for the Silver State Legacy. It does look like they are bringing their punter out, number 8, Jennifer Melton, in fact, deep in punt formation. They have two receivers flexed, and we have a new returner. Kathy still on the sidelines. Returner number 8, Kaylee Peterson, it looks like, is back deep for the Utah Jinx. Punt is away. It's a good kick with the wind at her back there. Ball bounces several times. It's heading inside the 10, down to about the 7-yard. That's almost a 50-yard punt. Punt of 50 yards for the Silver State Legacy. Utah Jinx take over at their 7-yard line. So it's still 14-0 here, Utah Jinx leading 11 minutes and 54 seconds here on the Independent Sports Network. We'll see what the Jinx offense decides to do here with backed up deep, heading into the wind. Ball spotted down at about the 7-yard line. They come out with 2 wide receivers. Dean is under center. Number 12, Tina Tella, is back deep. Slot goes in formation to the near side. Hand off to Tella up the middle. She gains 5, is hit there. Both teams are pushing. She stood up and finally brought down for about a gain of 5. Pick up a 5 for Tella, bringing up 2nd and 5. So 2nd and 5 as they're able to get the pile off of Tella. Number 2. A little bit slow getting up for the Silver State Legacy. See if she heads to the side. You know, Dean takes the player in from the play in from the sideline for the Jinx. 2nd and 5 here. The ball is placed on the near hash as the Utah Jinx move from my left to right. So now 2 wide receivers with 2 slot backs and the fullback facing the 3-4 defense this time. Enough misdirection to 21, who's able to break a couple of tackles. That's Amanda Jolly picking up about 3 on the play. Pick up of 3 for Amanda Jolly brings up 3rd and 2. So it's 3rd and a long 2 from their 15-yard line. Ball is now on the far hash as Jolly with a misdirection play. There coming out of the slot back, the near side slot back position on the right side of the line of scrimmage. Player goes in motion to the near side of the field, a handoff up the middle. No, actually kept that time by Bean. Bean decided to keep it, looked like a triple option or so. Ball kept by Bean on the play. Loss of 5 yards, bringing up 4th and 8. So Bean looks like she was considering pitching the ball. She stays in the game despite the field position being 4th and 10 from their own 10-yard line. It appears that the Utah Jinx are lined up to go for it here with just under 10 minutes left in the second quarter. So Bean actually takes the snap here, is looking to her left, throws the ball up deep. Oh, just out of the reach of number one, Andrea Lopez. So the Utah Jinx pass is incomplete to Lopez on the play. Turnover on downs. It'll be first down and 10 from the 10-yard line for the Silver State Legacy. So first and 10 here for the Silver State Legacy. Short field position with the wind at their back. I guess the Utah Jinx didn't feel good about punting that ball into the wind here. So we'll see if they're able to capitalize and cut the score in half with 9 minutes and 38 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Cannon lined up under center with a tight end out to the right, and Ibex hands off to the tailback, number three, who is hit, bounced off to the right, and tumbles into the end zone. Touchdown, Finks, for the Utah State Legacy, makes the score, Silver State Legacy, makes the score 14-6. So she was hit by one of the Utah linebackers going off between the right guard and right tackle there. She's able to shake that tackle off and keep her feet and plow into the end zone for a nice pickup of 10. Utah, Silver State Legacy are lined up to kick the extra point. Kick is no good. Flag down on the play. We'll see. It looks like it could have been an offside penalty on the Utah Jinx. Looking for a preliminary signal to the referee's huddle near the end zone, the north end zone here. Penalties offside against the Utah Jinx. It'll be penalized half the distance to the goal. Retry the kick. They line up to kick again from the 1 yard line here. With the penalty, snap is back, kick is up. Kick is good, making the score 14-7, Utah Jinx, with just over 9 minutes left to play in the second quarter. So I don't know if that was necessarily the best call to go for it there on fourth and long for the Utah Jinx. One play later, and we're looking at a new ball game here, leading by 7. Silver State Legacy will line up to kick off for their first kickoff of the game. Utah Jinx have kicked off 3 times, each time being an onside kick 2 times, resulting in penalties for balls being kicked out of bounds and 3rd time recovered. A few turnovers for each team here. Turnovers on downs, an interception, a fumble. Kicking off from the 40, it looks like the penalty was for the on the extra point was actually being assessed here on the kickoff attempt. Utah Jinx sending an extra player out onto the field here. Back deep to receive for Utah Jinx is number 14 and 21, Kendra Mytok. To kick off, Aaron Miller and Amanda Jolly back deep. Kick is away. Ball bounces at about the 30-yard line. One of the upbacks whiffs on it. Number 14 is able to pick it up and then is hit right there immediately at the 30-yard line. No gain on the return for Miller. The first down and 10 from the Utah Jinx 30-yard line. So Tina Tella is holding her left wrist here. That would be a quite a loss to lose their fullback. There might be she's able to walk off on her own power, but she is definitely holding her arm here. Be 2 key players out of the game for the Utah Jinx. See who her replacement is. Silver State Legacy is adapted into a 3-4 base defense. Utah comes out with a wide receiver to the near side, number 11 in the game. That's Lindy Prescard at the fullback position. Motion here to the near side. Handoff is to Prescard off the right tackle. Nice block in there. Seals the end. She's hit, dropped after a pickup of almost 6 yards. Gain of 5 yards for Prescott, bringing up second and 5 for the Utah Jinx. So that was a nice bit of blocking there to seal the right end. Prescott was able to come around the right corner and pick up 5 to bring up second and medium position here. Line up with 2 wide receivers this time and 2 slots. The right slot goes in motion to the left. Handoff is to Prescott. Bar of ball is fumbled, scooped up immediately by the by the Silver State Legacy. Fumble on the play, recovered by the Silver State Legacy at the Utah Jinx 33-yard line. The timeout on the field as is an injury to a Silver State Legacy player. We'll take a break here and see if she's all right.
Official timeout on the field.
Looks like a leg injury, possibly a knee. She's hobbled badly, favoring her right leg there. So first and 10 from the Utah Jinx 34-yard line. Handoff goes to the deep back, number 3 again, who shakes a tackle, shakes a second tackle. Just an amazing stiff arm is hit at the 5-yard line, dropped after a pickup of almost 30 on the play. Pickup of 30 for Finks brings up first and goal. So we have an injured Utah Jinx player this time. Number 17 looks like is hobbled a little bit. So they call for trainer from the sideline. Christiane Nelson. Looks like she might be able to walk off on her own power. Number 87. Yeah, Christiane Nelson. She's got by the trainers, and they're just leading her off. Hopefully not another serious injury here. Juicy Caffey has her helmet on the sidelines. Looks like she's able to come back into the game if needed. Not sure if Utah is going to wait and reevaluate that situation until after halftime, or perhaps we'll see her on the next series. 7 minutes and 5 seconds. It's first and goal from the 5-yard line as the Silver State Legacy come out of the huddle. They send wide receivers out to the left and right, tight end off to the right side of the formation, I-back formation, with number 34, Andrea Warren. Handoff goes to the fullback up the middle for a 5-yard gain touchdown. Now they're actually going to spot her short, it looks like. So gain of 5, leaving the ball just. Actually, touchdown on the play. We have a touchdown on the play, making the score 14-13. Ball is spotted at the 2-yard line for the extra point attempt. So neither team realized that there was a touchdown. There was a signal apparently given by the far side linesman. Never actually really raised his hands above the head even when he re-signaled here to clarify it. Wasn't the best signal, but still worth 6 points. Makes it 14-13, pending the extra point try to even up the game with 6 minutes and 38 seconds here on the Independent Sports Network. Silver State Legacy are lining up to, looks like they're going to go for it. They have two wide receivers in an I formation with the tight end to the right side of the formation. The fake handoff, number 10 is looking for a couple of receivers in the end zone. The ball is batted away. Good defensive play by Kendra Leitner. Leitner breaks up the attempt, leaving the score 14-13 with 6 minutes and 38 seconds here in the second quarter. So that's 3 pass plays that she's been involved in, 2 pass breakups and an interception just here on the day. And Kathy is back into the formation to receive the kick. It's Kathy and Aaron Miller back deep for the Utah Jinx to receive the kick. Yeah, so all touchdowns here this afternoon have been to the north end zone going with the wind. No touchdowns have been scored heading to the south end zone. Or my right. Silver State Legacy and Orange are set to kick off at their 35-yard line, kicking off from the south end zone, my right to left. Utah Jinx has 2 players back deep, including Kathy, who's back from that earlier leg injury. Jennifer Melton, number 8, set to kick. Kick is underway. It goes to about the 30. Kathy is able to field the ball there at the 30. Heads straight up the middle. She's got a nice seam there. Shakes off one tackle and is finally hit and brought down just at the 50-yard line. Return of 20 yards for Kathy. Brings up 1st and 10 for Utah at the 50-yard line. So that's a nice return. Immediate impact on the game for Kathy, giving the Utah Jinx excellent field position here with 6 minutes and 15 seconds left in the second quarter. Score 14-13, Utah Jinx by 1. 2-point conversion being the difference early in the game. We have a successful 2-point conversion for the Jinx and a failed 2-point conversion try that would have actually put Silver State Legacy ahead by 1. So Bean is under center here, and number 11, Lindy Prescard, is in the fullback position after the injury to Kellogg earlier in the game. Bean signals back to Prescard what the play is, and it looks like we're going to have a false start penalty here by the Utah Jinx left tackle. But the dead ball false start. Dead ball false start penalty against the Utah Jinx. 5-yard penalty makes it 1st and 15. So 1st and 15 for the Utah Jinx. 2 wide receivers split out, numbers 4 and 22. Bean under center with Prescard back deep. Motion comes to the near side of the field. Bean fakes the handoff up the middle and actually hands the ball going the other way to number 21, who's able to pick up about 8 yards on the play. Amanda Jolly picking up 8 yards on the play. 8-yard pickup for Amanda Jolly brings up 2nd and 7. So 2nd and 7 here after that nifty running there. It's a fake handoff to the fullback, and then the slot from the near side of the field went around to the left side and took the handoff from Dean. Prescott back deep again, Dean under center facing this 3-4 defense for the Legacy. Fake handoff, Dean comes around to the right side, to the near side this time, and keeps it, fakes the pitch back to number 33, pitch fake to Pimentel, pickup of perhaps two on the play. Gain of two for Dean on the keeper brings up third and five. So third and five for the Utah Jinx here at the Silver State Legacy 45-yard line. We'll see if they're able to convert. Successful first down heading to the south into the winds here with just under 4 minutes and 30 seconds left to play. Caffey in the left slot and motion to that side. Number 21, handoff to Jolly around the left end. Picks up, almost got the first down. Tackled about 1 yard short. Jolly tackled by Gemmer out on the left side after a gain of three, brings up fourth and two. So fourth and two, it looked like she could have picked it up easily, but she hesitated when she got out under the left side and was able to get tracked down there. So they have fourth and a short situation here, fourth and two, and in the south end zone with 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Dean's back in the huddle. See what kind of defense. It looks like they're bringing extra linemen into the game. They're going with a 4-3 look here. Utah comes up to the line in a hurry here. Bean under center calling. Bean decides to keep it. There's a flag down and a whistle before the play. Flag down on the play prior to the snap. So we'll see what the penalty was. It looked like there was movement on both sides of the field. So Bean is signaling over to her coaches. Looks like the penalty could perhaps be against the Jinx with the way the teams are reacting here. We'll wait for the signal from the refs. The penalty is offside against the Silver State Legacy. 5 yard penalty will result in a first down. So first down for the Utah Jinx there after the refs decided to call it a movement. It looks against the right side. There's probably contact there on the right side of the defensive line. Just over 3 minutes left to play. Caffey comes in motion. Handoff to Caffey coming around the near side. There's about five defenders out there, so she jumps, hurdles over one, and is tackled after about a two-yard gain. Two-yard gain by Caffey to the 35-yard line of the Silver State Legacy. So they stretched that. They were able to stretch that play out defensively, keep her from picking up any serious yardage there. Holding Caffey to about 2 yards. She lines up again under as the left slot. Actually, she flexes out to the left side. So two wide receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Bean is rolling to the right, looking. There's a flag down on the play. Bean throws it. There's a second flag down on the play, perhaps for intentional grounding. Got two flags down on the play. Official timeout as they discuss what the two flags were. The first one was most likely an illegal block or holding as it was thrown in the area that Dean vacated as she rolled out to the right side. And then the second one, I can't believe they'd call intentional grounding here after she was grabbed pretty good and looked like was attempting to pass the ball. The wind has really picked up here. The last few seconds, the markers of the end zone are actually blowing across the field. So as we wait for the refs to huddle, it's probably, either way, it's probably going to be a third down long situation. Whether they accept the holding. Well, if they accept the holding, it'll actually be second and long if they end up with a grounding penalty on top of it, loss of down. Could be third and long and worse. Right now the ball is at the 36-yard line. They have a long huddle by the refs as they try to sort this one out. Head referee has moved to the center of the field and is talking with the captain of the Silver State Legacy to explain the options here. We have holding against the Utah Jinx, which is declined. an intentional grounding against the Utah Jinx, which is going to be accepted, resulting in loss of down and ball being marked at the spot of the foul. Plus the 5 yard loss. So that's going to bring up third and 20. Third down and 20 with Beam under center here at the 47-yard line. They need to get all the way down to the 27-yard line into this wind. Caffey comes in motion to the near side. Beam hands off to the fullback press guard. Beam under severe duress there by number 43 in Silver State Legacy.
Yeah, there's
loss of two on the play brings up fourth and 23. So that penetration there completely blew up the play. Beam was being tackled as she handed the ball off to Prescott, and then Prescott was met by a second wave on the defense there. It looked like they had that play pretty well sniffed out. Timeout for the 2 minute warning. Just under 2 minutes left to play. So that brings us to the 2 minute warning with 1 minute and 58 seconds to score. Utah Jinx 14, Silver State Legacy 13. I'd also like to thank some of our sponsors, Totems at 538 Southwest Redwood Road, our local 140 plumbers, pipe fitters, welders, and HVAC. Press F sponsors WSI, Cakewalk, Canine Cuts, Five Monkeys, Lewis Mechanical, Mountain Lighting, River Center Dental, Wellness Chiropractic, Mark Miller Toyota, I and Mike Bail Bond, Utah Eye and Facial. So Utah is going to go for it despite the fourth and long situation here. Bean under center, three wide receivers out to the right side. She looks that way, throws just out of the reach. Looked like the wind held that ball out. Pass intended for Thompson, incomplete. Brings a turnover on down. Silver State Legacy ball at their 49-yard line, first and 10. Also, if fans are interested, DVDs are available for purchase for $10 from Channel 39, Top of Utah TV. So we'll see if they can get anything going. The wind has really picked up here, moving from right to left or south to north as we look at it. Silver State Legacy is huddled up at their 40-yard line or so, with the ball being marked ready for play at the 49. Utah has four down linemen on defense, it looks like this time. 4-3 look. Two safeties deep over the middle of the field. Handoff goes to the tailback, number 3, Finks. Finks picks up about 5 yards on the play. Pick up of 5 yards by Finks on the play brings up second and 5. So the clock is ticking with a minute and 35 seconds left. Silver State Legacy with two timeouts remaining. Just under a minute and 30 seconds. Probably need 30 or 40 yards to get into field goal. Of course, they'd like to get a touchdown. I formation, handoff again to Finks. Finks going around off right tackle this time. Finks picks up 5-10 yards. There's a late flag on the play. Flag down on the play. Official timeout. Timeout actually charged to Silver State Legacy. Holding. Silver State Legacy will result in a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. So there's a holding, which brings back a really nice gain by Finks. Finks went off left tackle and was able to shake off a few Utah defenders and pick up about 15 on the play. But this is going to be brought back, resulting instead of a first down in a second down situation in 13. Second and 13. So the clock has stopped with 58 seconds here. Backed all the way up to their, just past their own 46-yard line. Silver State Legacy has two wide receivers and an I formation. Quarterback drops back, doesn't see a defender coming, throws it deep. As she's hit, ball is incomplete. Pass intended for Gemmer is incomplete. Brings up 3rd and 13. So 3rd down 13 here for the Silver State Legacy, with the wind at their back moving from the south end zone to the north end zone. Jody Cannon huddles with her team. 42 seconds left and 2 timeouts remain if they can get anything going here. Cannon brings her team to the line with 2 wide receivers. Backs in a split formation this time, tight end to the near side of the field. Hand off to number 3, who's grabbed around the face and brings about every flag out of the pocket that they could possibly get. Flag down on the play. So it was a gain of perhaps a yard on the play, but that face mask penalty, pretty obvious, is going to result in 15 yards. 15-yard penalty will give them a 1st down with 26 seconds and 2 timeouts remaining. Personal foul, face mask against the Utah Jinx. 15-yard penalty results in an automatic 1st down. So that's a 1st down just inside the 40. Ball's marked at the 38-yard line. Jody Cannon brings in the play from the sidelines. She's relaying that right now. Wind has really picked up. The fans are hunkered down here. Silver State Legacy come to the line with the backs again in a split formation, tight end to the near side, far side of the field this time. Tight end looked like she got off a little bit early, but there's no flag. Pass is thrown out and complete this time. First pass completion of the game. Pass is complete to Stephanie Gemmer for a pickup of about 8. Timeout on the field for the Silver State Legacy. So the timeout with 9 seconds left. I believe they still have 1 timeout remaining. 2nd down and 3 here from the 36.5-yard line or so. So we've had a relatively quick first half here. Utah Jinx still holding on to a 1-point lead with 9 seconds left. The wind at the back here, I think she's probably got enough range to make 35-yard pass or so, barring no penalty down there. I think that's really their only chance here with this short amount of time left. Fans, remember at halftime, the entertainment will be provided by Seaway. Hot dogs, hamburgers, cold drinks are also available at the concession stand. So coming out of the timeout, Shannon brings her team up to the line. She has 2 wide receivers, 1 out to each side of the field. Split backs again. Utah, several defenders back deep. She throws it out to the right. 2 Utah defenders there, however, she's able to wrestle it away. Looks like pass is complete. Pass complete to Gemmer on the play for a pickup of 15. Results in a Silver State Legacy 1st down. So they advance the ball here. 3 seconds left on the clock. The clock is temporarily stopped as the referees bring the ball to line. 3rd and final timeout for the Silver State Legacy. So they'll be faced with a 1st and 10 just inside the 20-yard line. Ball's marked at the 19. That was a nice, timely pickup there for them. So that's their final timeout. I think the Utah Jinx might have 1 or 2 timeouts left. I'm not sure they're going to have anything to do with that with 3 seconds left. So Silver State Legacy come off the sideline here, led up to the line by Jordy Cannon, number 10, 2 wide receivers. It's 81 who's made the last 2 receptions. Gemmer split out to the right. handoff this time to number three, up the middle, Finks rumbles for about 10 yards. Handoff to Finks, 10 yards, results in a first down. That's the end of the first half. Score is 14 for the Utah Jinx, 13 for the visiting Silver State Legacy. So that's halftime. We're going to go ahead and take a break here on the Independent Sports Network, and we'll be back with you at the start of the second half.
Hey, this is Devon Goldsmith, comedian and middle linebacker, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
This is Sports Geeks, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
Hey, this is Devon Goldsmith, comedian and middle linebacker, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
Focus.
Is this part out here, or is it supposed to be shy?
I do have better jinx towels.
Are you gonna work in some like witty puns, Jay?
The cannon fires all.
That's the max. That's that vector.
The bitch is shooting. You get everyone can fucking work.
Touchdowns, a pass reception by Caffey, a long pass reception of about 64 yards, and a run by Caffey. After the first touchdown, the Utah Jinx missed the extra point but went for two to make it 14. Then the Silver State Legacy came back with two touchdown runs to Finks with one extra point converted, and they went for two after the second touchdown and did not convert that to leave the Utah Jinx up by one. Silver State Legacy had a drive down inside Utah's 20-yard line and were not able to convert as time expired on the half. Fans, welcome back to our game here between the visiting Silver State Legacy and your Utah Jinx. Score is 14-13, Utah leading by one as we start the third quarter. Utah will be receiving the kick from Silver State Legacy and defending the south goal for the third quarter. This is Mark Silver bringing your broadcast here for the Utah Jinx. you want to know more about the Utah Jinx, you can visit them on their website at www.utahjinx.net. That's UTAHJYNX.net. They also have a Facebook fan that you can sign up to be a fan of. And tickets are available on the Utah Jinx website for future games. You can also buy tickets at the gate for their home games here at Granite High School in Salt Lake City, 3300 South, 500 East. Utah Jinx lined up to receive the kick. They're defending the south goal, so the Silver State Legacy will have to kick off into the wind. Given that situation, the Utah Deep Ladies are back at the 25-yard line to receive this kick. The ball rolls off the tee. Timeout on the field as the Silver State Legacy will re-tee the ball. Can you see who's back to?
Miller and Jolly.
Miller and Jolly are back deep to receive for Utah with Melton ready to kick. Ball stays on the tee this time. She boots it down to about the 35-yard line. Miller picks up the ball on one hop, runs for 10, shakes off a tackle. The flag is thrown. She's running down the left sideline. She's got blockers ahead of her. And finally hit. The ball comes out and is recovered by the Silver State Legacy at the 20-yard line. Flag down back at midfield here on the play. The ball fumbled on the return, recovered by number 4, Kelly Schrader, for the Silver State Legacy. There is a flag down on the play. So we'll wait the call here. It looks like a holding penalty. Holding against Utah Jinx is declined. It will result in a 1st and 10 for the Silver State Legacy after the fumble recovery. So first and 10 here from their 20-yard line. Ball is placed exactly on the 20-yard line on the right hash. That's the second fumble there. She had something going and returned the ball for over 50 yards. Cannon brings her team out. Utah is lined up in a 3-4 formation, defensive formation here, it looks like. Now they bring a fourth line lineman up onto the field. Silver State Legacy in their 2-wide I-back formation. Hand off to a new running back in the game this time. It's number 34, Warren, with a pickup of 15 on the play. Gaino. Gain of 15 on the play for Warren. Makes it 1st and 10 from the Silver State 35-yard line. So 1st and 10 here after that nice pickup by Warren. Up the middle. Warren's lined up again as the deep eye back. 2 wide receivers, 1 split out to each side, tight end to the far side of the field as they move from left to right. There's a fumble down on the play. Quarterback picks it up and fumbles again. It looks like one of the running backs for the Silver State Legacy was able to recover the ball. Warren recovers the fumble for a loss of 5. 2nd and 15, Silver State Legacy. So that's a 2nd down and 15 under that. It looked like issue with the quarterback and center exchange. Quarterback was able to pick up the ball, but then was hit, fumbled it again immediately. Warren with a timely pounce on the ball there to hold on to the ball for the Silver State Legacy. 2 wides again with a tight end to the far side of the field as they move from left to right or north to south. The handoff to Warren. Warren drops the ball again. She recovers for a loss of about 3 or 4. Warren recovers the fumble for a loss of 4 yards, bringing up 3rd and 19. So 3rd and 19 now, moving in the wrong direction, back inside their own 30 at the 26-yard line. So Cannon huddles with her team again. Utah looks like they are shifting defense here. They're gonna remain with a 4-3 look. Two wide receivers, eye back, tight end to the near side of the field, the right side of the line of scrimmage. Cannon hands the ball off to number 34, Warrens. Again, Warrens able to pick up 5. Pick up a 5 on the play for Warren. Results in a 4th-and-13 situation. So it looks like Melton is back to punt the ball. Back deep for the Utah Jinx, lining up at her 40-yard line given the wind situation is... A little confusion on the field as the Silver State Legacy bring out another lineman to block on this punt attempt. Ball is snapped back deep to Melton. There's tremendous pressure on her. Ball lands short. Ball almost runs into a Utah Jinx player and is downed at the 47-yard line. Ball is downed at the 47-yard line of the Silver State Legacy. It will be 1st and 10 from there for the Utah Jinx. This is Mark Felbert bringing you the call on the Independent Sports Network. Utah Jinx still leading by 1 as Bean brings her team out to the huddle. Kathy comes out of the lineup here and is replaced by Crockett. Looks like a coach's decision. I don't believe she has any lasting injury after she was shaken up earlier in the first half. Utah hurries to the line with 2 wide receivers, 2 slot backs, and a fullback with Bean under center facing this 3-4 defense. There's a blitz off the right-hand side, and Bean is able to pitch the ball to Pendleton. Play is strung out, and she almost makes it back to the line of scrimmage. Loss of 1 for Pimentel on the play brings up a 2nd and 11 for the Utah Jinx. So 2nd and 11 just on the other side of the 50-yard line as the Utah Jinx takes the ball from south to north or right to left. A couple of last-minute substitutions here. Dean with her players in the huddle, just over 10 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Utah Jinx leading 14-13. Utah Jinx hurry to the line with 2 wide receivers, 2 slot backs. Kathy flexed out far to the left. Dean looks that way and throws the ball deep. Oh, there's flag down on the play, but that's probably going to be defensive pass interference. Kathy takes the ball 49 yards for a touchdown. Bean to Kathy for 49 yards and a Utah Jinx touchdown. That makes the score 20-13 now. Utah looks like they're going to line up to go for 2 as the quarterback stays into the game. Pass interference penalty on Silver State Legacy is declined. Touchdown Sand score is now 20-13, Utah Jinx. So that's 20-13. The pass itself with the wind at the back carried probably about 30 yards. Kathy was lined up wide to the left side of the field that time, caught the ball from the 20, was hit by a defender with the ball in the air, was able to shake that off and still maintain focus to grab the ball and scamper into the end zone for the remaining 20 yards. Utah here with a slot back coming in motion from right to left. Handoff to that back who follows the fullback is met at the goal line and stopped just short. There's several flags on the play. Extra point attempt is no good. Flag down on the play after the fact. So a flag down on the play after the fact. This penalty will probably be assessed on the kickoff either way. Could be against either team here, a little extracurricular activity, a little hitting going on in the end zone after the fact. Score is now 20-13 with Utah Jinx being up by 7 on the Silver State Legacy.
AJ.
10 minutes, 27 seconds left in the half after that second big pass play from Bean to Caffey. 49 yards on the second one here, 64 on the first. That's three touchdowns on the day for Caffey for Utah Jinx, counting for all the points except for the two-point conversion. Dead ball foul on the Utah Jinx. Dead ball foul on the Silver State Legacy. No. Dead ball fouls on both teams. Marking it off from the 30-yard line. Dead ball penalty against the... Penalty will be assessed from the 30-yard line, apparently. Dead ball foul against the Utah Jinx for 15 yards. Utah will be kicking off from the 20-yard line. So a little confusion on the rest part there. It looks like the dead ball foul did go against Utah Jinx, though, as they've now correctly marked the ball at the 20-yard line. One player back deep. Utah tried three onside kicks and successfully recovered one in the first half. So the Silver State Legacy has adapted here and has six players up on the line, four players immediately behind that, and only one back deep. Utah Jinx kickoff from their 20-yard line this time. Boots it deep this time. The ball goes past one deep back, dribbles down to the 10-yard line where she fields the kick. We have a flag down on the play, and she runs it back. Gimmer runs back for about 20 yards. Gimmer on the return brings the ball out to the 30 yards. We have an illegal block on the return against the Silver State Legacy. Penalty moves the ball back to the Silver State Legacy 15-yard line where it will be first and 10. So penalty there for a legal block in the back on that return, as you'll commonly see. It's quite a good kick considering the wind was at her back and they only had one receiver back, Gemmer. She was able to field the ball at about her own 10 and return it for about 20 yards. Unfortunately, the illegal block in the back penalty is going to have them backed up. First and 10 from their own 15, moving from left to right here, trailing by 7, just over 10 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Jinx line up in a 4-3 defense as the Silver State Legacy come to the line. I-back formation, two wide receivers, tight ends split out to the far side. Handoff goes up the middle to number 34, Warren, on the play. She's able to fall forward for perhaps a yard. Gain of 1 for Warren on the play. Second and 9, Silver State Legacy. So second and 9 here. Ball is placed down just inside the right hash at the 16-yard line of the Silver State Legacy. Silver State Legacy again come out. Two wide receivers, I-back formation. We have a timeout on the field. Timeout Legacy, that's their first of the half. So timeout for the Legacy with 9 minutes and 52 seconds trailing by 7 points here. Second and 9 situation coming for them after the timeout. Not sure what happened to Fink. She was carrying the ball really well in the first half. She's over kneeling on the sideline, but does have her helmet on still, so possible return to the game. Warren has replaced her at tailback for the Silver State Legacy. Not sure if that's a coach's decision or an injury situation. Both teams are coming out of the timeout now and are lining up. Cannon leads her team back onto the field with the play ready. Officials mark the ball ready for play. Cannon lines up under center with Ibex behind her and tight end out to the far side of the field. Handoff goes, is fumbled. Cannon recovers it back at the 6-yard line or so. Loss of 10 on the play. There's a flag down. Looked like a mix-up on the play. The fullback and quarterback actually ran into each other, causing that fumble. Ball rolled back, and the quarterback, Cannon, was able to pounce on the ball at about the 5-yard line. And the holding penalty against the Silver State Legacy. Penalty is declined, resulting in a 2nd and 17 situation. Actually, third down and 17 with a loss of 7 on the last play there. Run up the middle is stopped for a no gain, bringing up 4th and 20. So 4th down and 20 for the Silver State Legacy here. They line up in punt formation with Jennifer Melton back to kick. And Utah Jinx has a single receiver back. Perhaps Kaylee Peterson. Yeah, it looks like Peterson is back. And she's, with them kicking into the wind, she's actually lined up at the 30-yard line. Ball hangs up in the air. Drops short. She's hit, but she touched the ball. So that's a live ball. That's a fumble that is recovered at the 26-yard line. Fumble on the play, recovered by the Silver State Legacy. 1st and 10, Silver State Legacy at the 25-yard line. So 1st and 10, see where the officials mark this. Should be just outside the 25, actually just short of the 26-yard line. 8 minutes and 30 seconds remaining here in the third quarter with Utah hanging on to a 7-point lead. So Cannon gets another set of downs here. Let's see if they're able to get something going. It's still Warren in the backfield, number 34. They come out with a wide receiver to each side, spread out wide, tight end to the far side of the field in I-back formation. Takes the pitch and hands it off. Finks is in there. Finks was lined up this time as a fullback. Took the ball for no gain there. No gain for Finks on the play. 2nd and 10. So 2nd and 10, they have Finks and Warren in there. See if they can get something going on the ground game as they're heading into the south wind. Again, all 5 touchdowns of the day have been scored going with the wind towards the north end zone. Really stiff breeze coming out of the south end zone. We've had trouble with yard markers and end zone pylons blowing over all afternoon. So a slipback formation this time with Finks and Warren in the game. 2 wide receivers tight end to the far side of the field. Cannon hands the ball off to Warren. Warren drags 3 defenders or so for a gain of 6. Gain of 6 on the play for Warren, 3rd down and 4. So here's a 3rd down situation and 4 yards to go from the 33-yard line of the Silver State Legacy. If they can convert a 1st down here and perhaps get something going in this third quarter, could make the game closer. Again, split-back formation. Cannon stretches and hands the ball off, going around the left side. 1st down picked up by Warren. Gain of 7 on the play for Warren results in a 1st down at the Silver State Legacy 38-yard line. So that's a 1st down, first 1st down of the second half for the Silver State Legacy. Moving the ball from left to right here. out to the 37-38-yard line. You can tell Jinx player is still in their base 4-3 defense. Two wide receivers, this tandem tailback formation, this time with Sinks in the fullback, staggered eye formation to the left side. And up to Warren, following Sinks around the left end, met by a stiff Utah Jinx defense there, and dropped for about a 3-yard loss. Impressive tackle on the play. Fumble on the play, loss of 3. Fumble results in a first down for the Utah Jinx at the Silver State Legacy 35-yard line. So that's a first down. Utah Jinx are rushing to the line. I don't think the refs are quite ready yet, so they're probably not going to be able to snap this ball off. Looks a little confusion as the Silver State Legacy is late getting players onto the field. I'm surprised they don't call timeout here. They get their third, they're in a 3-3-4. Quick pass play, incomplete. Pass incomplete to Young on play. So incomplete pass. Looks like they tried to catch him off guard there with a pass out to the left flat. A quick pass as the Silver State Legacy were actually only able to get 10 players on the field. Now they have their full defense. Utah lines up with 4 wide receivers. Kathy split out wide to the left. Pass play is thrown over to Kathy. She catches it, picks up 5, shakes a tackle, spins. Pass complete to Kathy on the play. Pickup of 7 brings up a 3rd and 3 for the Utah Jinx.
Of course, I'm not even on the...
Utah Jinx hurry to the line. Only one wide receiver split out wide to the right this time. Looks like they have a tight end, and Kathy goes in motion, takes the handoff around the right end. Picks up a block there, cuts back into the field, and picks up the first down for a nifty gain of about 5 yards there on 4th down. Pick up a 5 for Kathy results in a first down for the Utah Jinx. So Utah Jinx again moving the ball from south to north with the wind at their back here successfully. A couple of plays to Kathy, picks up the first down at the Silver State Legacy 24-yard line. Just over 4 minutes remaining here in the third quarter, Utah Jinx leading the Silver State Legacy 20-13. Utah Jinx hurry to the line as they've been doing all game. They have one receiver out to the left this time, single back formation with Bean under center. Bean hands the ball off after a fake to number 33 who runs to the left sideline. It's pushed out of bounds. That's Pimentel on the carry. Loss of 1 on the play by Pimentel. 2nd and 11, Utah Jinx. So 2nd and 11 here from the 25-yard line. Ball's placed on the left hash as Utah Jinx shuffle in and out a couple of players. Dean calls the play. Clock is running 3 minutes and 30 seconds here. One wide receiver split out to the right. Kathy in a slot back formation on the left side. Tight end to the right. The second slot back handoff up the middle. Number 34, Warren, carries the ball for about 2-yard gain. Pickup of 2 yards on the play brings up 3rd and 8. 3rd and 8 for the Utah Jinx here. Bean comes to the sideline to relay the play into her teammates. Utah Jinx shuffle another player out of the huddle here late. Utah goes back to the 2-wide receiver, 2-slot formation with the fullback. Slot receiver comes in motion from right to left. Flag down on the play. Pre-snap penalty
flag down on the play. Dead ball, false start against the Utah Jinx. Penalized 5 yards on the play. Down remains second, third down. So third down backed up a little bit just outside of the 25, to about third and 13. Team brings the play into the huddle yet again. Wind at her back. They send two wide receivers out to each side this time. Two to the left, two to the right, single back formation. Cannon, oh, almost. She gets it. Pass is incomplete on the play. Dean was under pressure there. Pass incomplete to Brady on the play. Brings up fourth down. So that ball is just thrown a little bit in front of Grady that time. Number four for Utah Jinx, lined up out to the right, cut across the middle of the field, led just a little bit, understandable considering the pressure that Dean had. Four wide receiver look again here for Dean. Pressure off the right side. She throws it deep. Ball incomplete, intended. Pass incomplete to Barry. Turnover on downs. First down for the Silver State Legacy at their 26-yard line. So that's first down for the Silver State Legacy here. Just over 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter, trailing by seven. They'll be heading into the wind as we have no touchdown scored this afternoon, heading towards the south end zone into this stiff breeze that we have. Temperatures dropped a little bit from the first half, but it's still comfortable and sunny as the sun sets behind us, press box. So Cannon brings her team to the line, I-back formation. Handoff goes to the tailback, Warren. Warren carries the ball for a loss of 2 yards on the play. So loss of two brings up second and 12 from the Silver State Legacy 25-yard line, just outside the 25-yard line. Ball is placed down in the middle of the field. Silver State Legacy breaks a huddle. Two wide receivers, tight end to the near side of the field. Finks is lined up as a fullback with Warren in the tailback position. Cannon under center. Cannon fakes the handoff to Finks, does a little pitch out to the right-hand side to Warren. Warren dragged down from behind. No gain on the play. No gain on the play for Warren. Third down and 12 yards to go, Silver State Legacy. So Silver State Legacy here facing third and long. They need to pick up something here, or else they're going to have to punt into this wind again. Utah lines up in a 4-3 defense. Two cornerbacks, they have a single safety high. Second safety is actually lined up over the tight end here. Utah is kind of showing a blitz. Warren with the handoff going around the left end. Warren picks up about five. Pick up a five on the play for Warren. Brings up fourth and seven. So fourth and seven here at the 30-yard line. Jennifer Melton comes in to punt, and back deep for Utah is their safety, Kaylee Peterson. She looks like she's going to be standing just about where she plays on normal downs, about 15 yards off the line of scrimmage. Melton's going to have to punt into this wind again. With the wind during warm-ups, she was kicking the ball probably 30 to 40 yards in the air. But here against the wind, she's been limited. It's the end of the third quarter with the Utah Jinx leading the Silver State Legacy 20-13. So 20-13, we'll take a quick break here and be back with the start of the fourth quarter. Thank you.
our podcast in a tweet.
Okay, we're back after a quick timeout. So we're back now. Punt formation here, kicking with the wind. She double clutches and is able to do a rugby-style kick down the right-hand side. The ball bounces out of bounds at about the Utah Jinx 35-yard line. So pretty nice punt there on that rugby-style kick. So punt of about 35 yards down to Utah Jinx 35-yard line. It looked like there was a lot of pressure that forced her out to the right. I don't know if that rugby-style punt was designed by was run by design or out of necessity. Ends up with a good result for the Silver State Legacy. Now, Utah is faced with the task of moving towards the south end zone, starting at their 35-yard line, first and 10, just at the top of the fourth quarter here. Two wide receivers, two slot backs, and a fullback. Kathy goes in motion here to the near side as they move from the north to the south, my left to right. The number 21 makes some nifty moves. Jolly there makes, she ran off to the left, cut back across the middle of the field, picks up 17 yards on the play. Nice run by Jolly there. Pick up by 17 for Jolly results in a Utah Jinx first down. So she makes it across midfield to the Silver State Legacy 49-yard line. Pick up of 16 on the play for Amanda Jolly. Utah comes with two wide receivers, two slots, and a fullback again. Slot receiver goes in motion. Handoff is to Kathy this time, coming around the right side. Kathy shakes a tackle, shakes a second tackle, gets out of the open field, and is finally brought down by the back of her jersey after a 15-yard gain. Utah Jinx getting something going here on the ground. Pickup of 15 yards for Kathy results in a Utah Jinx first down. So Utah, something going on the ground here, advancing the ball to the 35-yard line on two running plays. First down, leading by 7. Kathy comes out of the game, replaced by Megan Crockett, number 17. Being in the huddle, team comes out again with two wide receivers. Silver State Legacy is lined up in a 4-3 defense here. Dean directing traffic in the backfield here. She's pointing, looks like Utah was starting to run out of time and decided to like to call a timeout. Timeout, Utah Jinx. You're still leading by 7 points. In the fourth quarter, 13 minutes and 2 seconds, 20-13 Utah Jinx from the Silver State Legacy 35-yard line. Again, Utah finally getting something going on the ground moving into this wind here. We'll see if they're able to keep this misdirection running game going. Silver State Legacy players come back out onto the field after the timeout. Utah is still huddled with their coach. Again, you can find the Utah Jinx on Facebook or at utahjinx.net, www.utahjynx.net. Three backs this time. Little motion to the left-hand side, runs into a wall of Shipman with the carry and a loss of 4 on the play. So Shipman there came out of a kind of a T-back formation, a little motion from near side to the far side of the field, going around the left side. It looks like Utah has gone back to their base offense here as Cassie comes back onto the field and Shipman comes out. Roby also comes out. So, single back formation, two wides, two slots with Bean under center. Cassie comes in motion. Bean elects to keep it, heads up the middle, short gain on the play. Probably could have pitched it to Cassie and had something going around the right end, but she elected to keep it. Quarterback keeper by Bean on the play results in a gain of 1 yard. Third and 13 here for the Utah Jinx. So third and 13 with the triple option there, Bean electing to keep the ball and follow the fullback right up the middle with Kathy coming out motion to the near side. Bean under center here. Kathy comes in motion to the near side. She fakes the handoff, keeps it again. She had no choice to pitch it. The defensive end had that one pretty well covered. Short game of about 3. Gain of 3 for Bean on the keeper. 4th and 10, Utah Jinx. So they've advanced the ball here to the 30-yard line of the Silver State Legacy. 4th and 10 from there. Utah has not punted yet in the game. They attempted an extra point, but other than that, no kicking game to speak of for the Utah Jinx. They send out 2 wide receivers, 2 slot backs, and a tailback. Bean snaps the ball quickly, looking to her right, looks back across the middle. Oh, almost picked off. Shamika Finks drops the ball. She had nothing but green grass in front of her. Still results in a turnover on downs. Turnover on downs. First down, Silver State Legacy from their 30-yard line. So Silver State Legacy is taking over here at their own 30. 10 minutes and 55 seconds, trailing by 7. Wind at their back as they move from my right to my left towards the north end zone where all touchdowns this afternoon have been scored by both teams. Wind playing a serious factor in this game. Cannon breaks the huddle. 2 wide receivers. She has Finks and Warren both lined up behind her. Warren deep, Finks in the fullback position. Ball is snapped. Cannon drops back, looking to her left. Pass is almost intercepted. Pass intended for Newt Lom. Pass incomplete. Intended for Newt Lom on the play. Pass broken up by Miller for the Utah Jinx. Second 10 here. Cornerback Miller in great position on that play. Quarterback kind of telegraphed and looked left the entire time and locked on. Miller had a great chance on the ball, just out of her reach. Split back formation this time with Finks and Warren behind Cannon. Cannon hands off to Finks, changes the ball from her left to her right hand, stiff arms the player, and is able to pick up 5 yards. Gain of 5 for Finks on the play. Third down, Silver State Legacy. So third and 5 here from their 40-yard line, moving from right to left. 10 minutes, 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter here, trailing by 7. Come up to the line. Cannon under center. Offset eye to the far side of the field behind the tight end. Power formation. Pitch back to Finks. Finks cuts up the field, does a nice job of directing traffic, breaks 3 tackles. There is not going to be anyone to catch her. Miller almost at the goal line. Touchdown, Finks. So touchdown for Finks going around the right side there. Makes a nice cutback and is able to direct her blockers and then just out-sprints everyone to the corner of the end zone. She picked up 60 yards on that play. That is her third touchdown. Matching touchdowns, Kathy here, step for step, 3 touchdowns for each player for their respective teams. So So they're trailing by one here, 20-19 with 9 minutes and 48 seconds. It does look like they're going to try the extra point. Jennifer Melt on to kick. Utah brings some pressure, and the kick is up and good. Extra point is good. Flag down on the play. Score is tied 20-all. Dead ball, roughing the kicker penalty. Extra point is good. Penalty will be enforced on the ensuing kickoff. We'll see if that was a normal 5-yard or if that was actually a 15-yard roughing penalty here when the refs are able to spot the ball ready for play. 9 minutes and 48 seconds, all tied at 20 apiece after that spectacular run off the right end for Fink of the Silver State Legacy. So it looks like the ref has spotted the ball at the 35. Now he's going to mark off the penalty. It looks like it is the 15-yard variety. Penalty is for roughing the kicker. Results in a 15-yard mark-off against the Utah Jinx. Ball will be spotted for play at the 50-yard line. So with the wind at the back and kicking off from the 50, we'll see if she has enough leg to reach the end zone. Utah is kind of respecting this situation here. Their backs are deep. It's Jolly and Miller back deep to receive. And Jennifer Melton ready to kick off from her 50-yard line. She kicks it off to the left back. It's who bobbles it there. That's Jolly who picks it up and is cutting back to the near side of the field. She's dragged down at the 25-yard line or so. Return of 15 yards for Jolly on the play. So impressive run there. First down and 10, just outside the 25. Balls marked on the right hash. Utah looks like they have their base offense in the game as Dean brings the play in from the sideline. Jolly coming out late here. Looks like they're looking for another player. It's number 11, Prescott, coming in late. Utah center comes out to the play. Receiver split out to the right. Receiver split out to the left. Two slot backs and a fullback with Dean under center. Motion from near side to the short side of the field. Ball is lateraled on the play. It's a live ball recovered by Kelly Schrader on the play. Results in a touchdown. Pass attempt results in a lateral instead of a forward pass. That's a live ball fumble returned by the Silver State Legacy for a touchdown. So I'm not sure if that was intended to be a lateral. It looked like a pass out into the left flat. Bean threw it a little bit behind her. Again, the winds here just playing havoc. Silver State Legacy line up with Melton ready to kick the extra point to go up by 7. Quick turnaround. That's 13 points in just 30 seconds. This kick is snuffed out, but there's a flag down on the play. Extra point is no good. Flag down on the play. So it looks like it's probably going to be procedure penalty against the Silver State Legacy, and they're going to just remain up by 6 here. Preliminary signal by the far linesman is a false start or procedure penalty. See as we wait for the official call from the head ref here. Penalty against Utah Jazz, retry the kick. So despite the linesman signaling for procedure penalty, he must have actually intended to indicate that the Utah Jinx were offside on the play. That's how the first kick was blocked. second kick is up and good, resulting in a 7-point lead now with 9 minutes and 24 seconds. Utah Jinx have really put themselves in a hole here, giving up 2 quick scores. They are going to have to go the length of the field into the wind with all 7 touchdowns now being scored going with the wind. They are going to attempt to be the first team to score going into the wind, which is again picked up here in Salt Lake City, Utah. This is Mark Felberg on the Independent Sports Network calling the game for the Silver State Legacy, the visiting Silver State Legacy out of Nevada, Las Vegas, against the home team Utah Jinx here. Utah Jinx went up early to lead by 14. Silver State Legacy were able to close out within 1 before the half. And now the Silver State Legacy have continued their scoring efforts and now actually lead the Utah Jinx by 7 points. The ball is blown off the tee. That's Jennifer Melton retees the ball. Let's see if she's able to get it. One of the first kickoffs in a long time from the 35-yard line with all of the post-penalty kicks. Kathy is actually back deep. She switches positions with Miller. And now Kathy lines up as the single back. Ball is kicked up and bounces in front of Kathy. She's able to field it at about her 30, comes to the near side and is able to sneak down the sideline. Still breaks and tackles. Still breaks the tackle. Breaks the third tackle. She is now in the open. Put the move on. She's going to pick up one more block and she is gone. Amazing run by Kathy. Sneaking down the right sideline, breaking tackle after tackle. Continuous blocking by her team. It's just absolutely juke somebody's sneakers off. Amazing run back by Kathy to bring the first score. I guess if you can't pass it and run it down into that end zone, just run the kick back. Touchdown Kathy on the kick return. 70 yards on the play for Kathy. So Utah here, despite trailing by 1, going into the south end zone with the wind, it looks like they're going to ask the ref to move the ball to the left hash, and they're lined up for 2 with Dean out there on the field. Calling for extra players, Jolly late getting out onto the field. And
I don't think this
timeout, Utah Jinx. So the Utah Jinx with just under 9 minutes at 8:59, trailing by 1 after that amazing run back by Kathy on the kickoff. That's 3 touchdowns in about 30 seconds that have happened at this game. Now looking to actually go ahead, trailing by 1, lined up for 2. Is a timeout as Utah Jinx huddle together to talk this play over. The wind has picked up and it's probably dropped at least 10 degrees since halftime out here. Extremely windy conditions probably causing Utah Jinx to think twice about kicking this extra point to tie the game. So instead, they're going to look to go ahead. Kathy accounting for all the touchdowns for Utah Jinx, while Finks has accounted for all the touchdowns except for the defensive touchdown on a fumbled attempted pass that ended up being a lateral and a live ball.
Crowd is all they're not allowed to go on the field when the game's over.
Okay. So Utah Jinx here lines up. They've got 1 wide receiver out to the right. They're sending a lineman off the field here late. Kathy flexed out to the left, comes in motion to the near side. Hand off to Kathy on a sprint to the right. She got the corner and puts Utah up by 1. 28-27 Utah. 2-point conversion is good. 2-point conversion scored by Kathy. Utah Jinx now lead by 1. Fans, we'd like to remind you that after the game, nobody is allowed onto the field. If you guys could please stay in the stand, we'd appreciate that.
Is that what
you're doing? It keeps going out. I gotta reset it. Trouble here with the PA system here at the stadium. can try a new mic. So Utah Jinx, fortunate enough to run that one back. 8 minutes, 59 seconds left. Utah lined up the kickoff. Now, it'll be interesting to see what they've done, because every kickoff they've done so far has been with the wind, but despite that fact, they have tried onside kick after onside kick, recovering just one onside kick so far this game. So we'll see, as number 80, Guerrero, is out there to kick. Utah set to kick off. Silver State Jinx, Silver State Legacy lined up to receive the kick. Kick is hung up high. It's another onside kick. Utah Jinx have a great chance of recovering this, and they have an interesting onside kick that just hung up into the wind. Onside kick recovered by the Utah Jinx at their 48-yard line. So that kick looked like she hung it up into the air across the middle right, and the wind just held it up there. She kind of kicked it into no man's land behind the first row of defense and to the second row of defenders. And the ball hung up, took a backwards bounce, and three Utah Jinx players were there to bounce on it. So Bean brings her team to the line, two wides, two slot backs, and a fullback facing this 4-3 defense. Blitz up the middle, handoff up the middle to Prescott, short gain on the play. Gain of one by Prescott on the game, on the run. Second and nine, Utah Jinx. So let's see if Utah sticks this 1 point lead up by 8 minutes and 30 seconds. By 1 point with 8 minutes and 38 seconds left in the fourth quarter here. Just short of the 50-yard line at the 49, Bean brings her team up to the line. Kathy comes in motion to the near side, fakes the handoff, goes a counterplay. 20, Jolly picks up 10, 12 on the play down to the 40-yard line. It's a first down to the Utah Jinx. Pickup of 12 by Jolly. The Utah Jinx first down. So that was a counterplay. It looked like the right side of the line actually pulled and went back around to the left as the slot back Jolly picked up 12 yards on the play. Makes it first down at the Silver State 40-yard line. Young comes out to the wide right side of the game of the field. They line up with a tight end to the near side. Kathy flexed out to the left. Kathy comes in motion. The handoff this time is up the middle. Gain of 11 by Prescott. She gained a 6 on the play. Gain of 6 on the play by Prescott. Second and 4, Jinx. So motion and Kathy to the near side, and then the actual handoff went to the fullback that time with Prescott in for Tella, who was injured earlier in the first half. It does not appear that she's going to come back into the game. So motion to the far side this time, handoff again to Prescott right up the middle, just short, gain of 3.5 yards on the play. Prescott carries for 3 yards on the play. Third and one, Utah Jinx. Just over 6.5 minutes left in the game. Utah Jinx rotating linemen out of the game. We'll see what it looks like. The Silver State Legacy are going to counter this offense with a base 4-3. And being on the keeper. Bean snaps the ball quickly, picks up about 5 yards on the play. Gain of 5 on the keeper by Bean. First down, Utah Jinx. So Utah again moving the ball here on the ground, as they were able to do earlier but not convert. The only touchdown scored to the end zone they're moving towards has been on a spectacular kick return by Caffey. Bean lines up under center. Motion goes from the near to the far side. Handoff up the middle to Prescott. defensive end just whiffs on the play, and she's able to rumble forward for about 7 or 8 on the play. Gain of 8 for Breisgaard on the play brings up 2nd and 2, Utah Jinx. So they've got something going here, just over 5 minutes remaining, up by 1 point. Utah Jinx driving the ball now down into the red zone here at the 19-yard line. So being under center, she elects to keep the ball as Kathy was trailing with her, and it's fortunate that she hung on to the ball there. Loss of 1 on the play for Bean. An official timeout on the field for an injury. We're going to go ahead and take a break here and come back. This is Mark Felberg on the Independent Sports Network.
If you'd like a DVD of the game, those are available for $10 by Channel 39, top of Utah TV. There's a van located directly behind us in the press box, and they'll be selling those after the game. So you can get $10.
Okay, we're back. Click, we're back from the break. So we're back after the injury timeout. Silver State player was able to walk off under her own power. Utah comes to the line quickly here on this 3rd and 4 situation with 4 minutes and 40 seconds left. Kathy comes in motion. The handoff again up the middle to Prescott, but the defense is able to sniff that out for a short gain. Gain of 1 for Prescott on the play. 4th and 2, Utah. So 4th and 2 here, if they are able to pick this up, that'll put it under 4 minutes with the clock running, them maintaining control on the ground. They come in with a heavy set formation, tight end to the right, 1 receiver. Kathy comes in motion, handoff to her around the right end. She cuts back up inside and is able to pick up the first down, down to the 11-yard line. Gain of 10 for Kathy on the play. That's a Utah first down. There's another injured Silver State player on the field. Let's see, the ref finally sees it. Official timeout on the field. So that's another timeout at 3 minutes and 41 seconds. Utah here has the ball at the Silver State Legacy 12-yard line, up by 1, 28-27. I'd like to take a couple minutes just to thank our sponsors. We have the Core Orthopedics and Dr. Andrea Matic, Sports Medicine Utah for providing the athletic trainers, Express Screen Print for providing team uniforms, Gridiron Performance for providing team trainers, and Elite Builders. If you need, you can get an online estimate at theelitebuilder.com. Go and check out Totems at 538 South Redwood Road. Utah Jinx are also sponsored by our local 140 Plumbers, Pipe Fitters, Welders, and HVAC, WSI, Cakewalk, K9 Cuts, 5 Monkeys, Lewis Mechanical, Mountain Lighting, River City Dental, Wellness Chiropractic, Mark Miller Toyota, I and Mike's Bail Bonds, Utah Eye and Facial. This is Mark Felberg on the Independent Sports Network. It looks like the injury could take a little bit longer than we originally expected, so we're going to step away for a minute and come back and continue the rest of the game here.
I'm talking about the microphone.
Okay, we're coming back out of the break. need to snap the ball here. Okay, Utah Jinx. First and 10 from the Silver State Legacy, the player Palacios was able to walk off on her own power. Handoff is a misdirection play again to Jolly, coming out of the right slot position, going back up into the middle of the line for a gain of about 2. Gain of 2 on the play for Jolly. They second and 8 Utah. Just under 3 minutes now, second and 8 Utah. Dean's bringing in the play from the sidelines. Utah again leading by 1, 28-27 here inside the Silver State 10-yard line. Kathy comes in motion to the near side. The handoff is faked, and Bean ends up keeping it and making it down to almost the 5-yard line. Three for Bean on the keeper. So that brings it down to just over 2 minutes. Clock is running with 2:15. Bean getting the play from the sideline. It's a 3rd-and-5 situation from the 6-yard line. Utah heading into the south end zone. The 2-minute warning. Again, fans, we'd like to remind you that no one is allowed onto the field after the game. We appreciate your cooperation in this. And if you'd like a DVD of the game, see the van behind the press box for Channel 39, Top of Utah TV. DVDs are available for just $10. Mics are available for apparently more. So we're going to step away here for a couple of seconds while the teams get ready after the 2-minute warning. Utah up by 1. Timeout, 3rd-and-5. Bean hands the ball off to Prescott up the middle. She picks up about 2.5 on the play. Prescott up the middle for a gain of 2, brings up 4th-and-down, Utah. So 4th-and-2 here for a Utah Jinx at the 4-yard line. They could pick up a 1st-down at about the 2. Either way, they're going to leave them deep. Silver State has elected not to call their timeouts. Utah is heading to the line with 2 wide receivers, 2 slots, and Prescott as the fullback. Kathy comes in motion to the near side. Handoff is to Prescott up the middle. She's got the 1st-down and is marked short of the end zone. Gain of 3 for Prescott on the play results in a Utah Jinx 1st-down. So Utah Jinx here looking like they're going to go ahead and secure this victory. Timeout is called for a measurement. Oops. Looks like I gave them the 1st-down too soon. From here in my angle, you know, at the 45-50 yard line, it looks fairly easily like it's going to be a 1st-down, but they're going to go ahead and measure. Official timeout for a measurement. So we'll see. First down, Silver State Legacy on the play. Ball marked just short. So Silver State Legacy down 1 with 1:09 here. Actually recover the ball with the turnover on downs at their own 2-yard line. That's a really, really poor spot. by the officials on that. So it looked like she was just short of the goal line. They end up marking the ball almost out at the 2-yard line. Here's Silver State Legacy with a minute and 9 seconds, trailing by 1 point. 28-27. They're moving from the south to the north end zone. Crowd getting into it a little bit here. We'll see. They haven't been able to do too much through the air except at the end of the second half. There's a handoff again to Finks, who scored all the touchdowns. She goes around the right end, breaks a couple of tackles, stays in bounds, and is brought down at the 20. Pickup of 18 for Finks on the play results in a Silver State Legacy first down. So there's a timeout on the field. Not sure if this is an injury timeout or if this is a Silver State Legacy timeout. They're going to have the ball first and 10 from their own 20-yard line after that run by Finks. 55 seconds remaining in the game. Referee calling over to correct the time on the clock here. Not sure if he's signaling 58, 55, or 53 seconds. We'll see if the clock operator is going to reset the clock. This may be an official timeout for the clock situation. Officials still waiting for the clock to be reset as both teams come to the line. A little technical difficulties here as they try to get the clock set correctly.
We're fixing it. We're working on it. Yeah, we're working on it.
Hold up for 3 seconds.
So they come to the agreement that they're going to hold the clock for 3 seconds after the snap and let it run from there. First and 10 here, Silver State Legacy come to the line. Two back formations. Finks back deep this time. Jolly under center. Jolly keeps it, passes out to Warren. Warren able to pick up about 5 on the play. Does not get out of bounds. Clock is still rolling. Pick up a 5 by Warren on the play. Utah struggling to get players off the field here, but they get them off on time, showing blitz. There's a dead ball infraction, perhaps, or a timeout. No signals by the refs yet. Silver State spikes the ball to stop the clock. 29 seconds remaining in the game. So that's a third down now, 3rd and 5 from the 25-yard line. At this rate, it's going to be a little difficult unless they're able to break another big play. Finks had a long run earlier in the second half, resulting in a 60-yard touchdown. We'll see if she's got enough to go the distance here from 75 out. Finks is back deep, and Warren is flexed over to the right side behind the tight end on the far side of the field as well. Another pass attempt, well overthrown. Intended for Gimmer on the play. Pass incomplete, intended for Gimmer. Brings up 4th down. Fourth down here for the Silver State Legacy. 4th and 5. Clock didn't appear to run on that last play, so there's still 29 seconds left. Apparently. Crowd really getting into it here. Utah Jinx up by 1, 28-27 here on your Independent Sports Network. fourth and five. Pivotal play in the game here. Silver State Legacy comes up to the line. Cannon with Sphinx and Warren behind her in a flex side formation. Cannon drops back, doesn't see the pressure coming, is hit, and the ball falls incomplete. Pass is incomplete. Defensive stop for the Utah Jinx results in a turnover on downs. First down, Utah Jinx. Again, fans, if you want a copy of the DVD for this game, you can get that from Channel 39 Top of Utah. Also, if you'd like to find out more information about the Utah Jinx, you can see them online at www.utahjinx.net. That's UTAHJYNX.net. They also have a Facebook page where you can become a fan. Tickets for future Utah Jinx games are available for purchase on their website or at the gate here at Granite High School, which is 3300 South, 500 East in Utah, Salt Lake City. So Utah just comes out. Ball is snapped back to Dean, who kneels it. And that'll pretty much do it. Dean kneels to take a loss of one on the play. With 5 seconds remaining, it does not look like they're going to have to run another play. And that's it, folks. Victory, first one of the season for your Utah Jinx. So that's a victory for the Utah Jinx, who end up 1-0 on the season. Silver State Legacy will have to head back to Nevada to try and recover after this loss. That'll wrap it up here. We had all the touchdowns for Utah scored by Caffey. We had pass receptions, runs, even a kickoff return, and likewise, all the touchdowns for the Silver State Legacy were scored by Sphinx. Quite an exciting game. The difference came down to be the 2-point conversion run in by Utah Jinx to hang on to a 28-27 lead. Thanks again, and this has been Mark Felbert for the Independent Sports Network.